This is Henry Brinkman. You're listening to Sweet Home PCB. Sydney Clifton's our guest for this episode, talking about Unwind in Panama City Beach at Aaron Besson Park.
Yeah, big Friday night. We've got the Southern Living kickoff party. There's going to be a Southern menu from Ivy Odom, and then our sommelier, Michael Green, is going to be pairing wines with the menu. And it's just going to be a good time.
I think that's one of the things people love the most is when they have a chance to test everything out. I'm not saying that I was too crazy about, you know, wine, but let's just say that I went out to eat one time, and there was actually somebody at my table who wanted to put ice in their wine, red wine, to get it cooler.
Oh.
I thought I was going to be thrown out of that restaurant.
No.
It's like, no, don't do that. Don't ruin the wine.
Yeah, we have a couple of educational seminars that we're going to be having going on during the event on Saturday, one being from Michael Green, our sommelier. So that'll be a great opportunity to learn what you should pair with what food.
And it's great to understand the differences, where they come from, and how to properly pour and store.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'll buy wine for like a pasta and then don't drink the rest, or don't use the rest, or then forget it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Something. But I could be using it for other stuff.
And of course, you know, the water from the pasta you can save for other stuff too.
Yeah.
If you actually pay attention to this podcast, you learn things. We have other fun events that are actually going on with this. You're actually going to have an opportunity to meet and greet with your guest. Mm-hmm. Now, I know watching Ivy Odom and her career, the food that she comes up with is outstanding.
Yeah, I've seen parts of the menu and it looks absolutely amazing. And she's such a personal person on top of being an excellent chef that it really makes her a well-rounded person to come to this event and get to meet with attendees, as well as Michael Green. He's super personable as well.
You always have so much fun going to this, and it's not what anybody, you know, people aren't going over there and getting smashed on wine. They're unwinding. They're learning about wine and the food and enjoying some live music as well. Of course, we've got people on Friday night. We also got some folks on Saturday as well. Let's talk about that.
So on Friday night, we're going to have Peter Mayer and Brendan Mayer. They are part of Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band for over 3 decades, so we're really excited to have them. And Friday night is a limited experience because we only are selling 200 tickets, so if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go out and do that. Visit our website, visitpanamacitybeach.com, and just be a part of that, and it's a great thing that we have going on. On Saturday night, it'll be Anthony Peebles coming in through the entrance, and then underneath the Southern Living tent, we'll have Masalina Cargo.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And it's a great weekend to do it. Chris Smith has told me the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah.
So Nisa Wilkins had reminded him we have to have a nice weekend forecast for this weekend. Actually, a great Easter, too.
But, oh, yeah.
But really, we need some really good weather on the weekend. And we need some really good weather for another event that's coming up in May.
Yes.
We cannot wait for this. The Gulf Coast Air Show. We haven't had this since, what, 2017?
2017, yeah.
Wow. Now, that's going to be a great event. Tell me, everybody just basically comes down around Pier Park in that area.
Yes. So the main stage, I guess you could call it, where all of the jets and stuff will be flying around and doing their tricks and stuff, will be at the Russell Fields Pier, the city pier. Mm-hmm. So everyone can surround on the beach. I think limited access will be allowed on the pier itself, but then surrounding areas will have roads closed off and all that. So anywhere that you can get within a mile of the pier would be the best place to view the show.
We're a very patriotic area.
Yes, we are.
Every day in the Florida Panhandle is Armed Forces Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
I know I kind of tweaked that from what we used to say in Middle Georgia for years and years, but it really is between Tyndall, NSA, Panama City, the Coast Guard, all these that we have here, all the military facilities that we have, and all the families that are here. This is just going to be a huge way to show support, to enjoy the flights, and let's face it, who doesn't love watching these planes fly?
Right. We've been watching videos in the office, and it is just crazy every time, and I can't even imagine when it'll be right in front of me. It'll be insane. We look forward to it every time we get to do it. So
yeah.
And now it's on the beach.
And what's that date coming up?
It's gonna be May 4th and 5th.
So we talked about a big event coming up this weekend and another one for May, of course, some other great activities. It's always some fun stuff with visit Panama City Beach.
Oh, yeah, we always have something planned.
So the best thing to do is visit the website, visitpanamacitybeach.com. Check out the events calendar. Every time they have something new, it's always updated. A lot of these events, especially these events that we do every year, they get bigger and better every year.
Oh, yeah. They're just, each one is really just growing. Like our New Year's Eve ball drop that happened earlier this year was just the biggest that we've ever seen it. And that was one of our first years taking it on. But it got so much recognition and from outside, even of the state. I mean,
Like it was the number one place to go.
I think it was USA Today. It's like number one.
And it really is the beach ball drop. You got the one for the kids at 8. You've got the big one coming up at midnight. There's always something for everybody here.
Yes.
And that's what I like about living here in Panama City Beach, is there's always something for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, it really is a real fun beach.
Yes, it is the real fun beach.
It really is. And of course, you got the summer concert series that's returning to Thursday nights.
Yes.
That's coming up in June. Mm-hmm. You've got all sorts of baseball, softball, public sports park is just going to be huge.
Oh, they are busy every weekend.
There's always something. For you folks that own properties and do short-term rentals, y'all make sure you pay attention and keep up with all these events, because everybody's coming. There's really no downtime.
No, it's becoming a year-round destination.
The old, let's just shut down 3 months for all season, that doesn't happen very much anymore. When you're talking about unwind, being you're dealing with some pretty big names with this.
Yeah.
Southern Living Magazine. Mm-hmm. And to be picked up with that and to be focused on the lifestyle with Southern Living, that has to be a huge benefit for us.
Yeah, we definitely are very happy with all of our partners and sponsors and everyone that just helps make this happen. And Southern Living is just a great company for us to work with. Like, we enjoy their style, and like you said, they're a lifestyle brand that really fits in with our town. And same with Publix. I feel like I used to work for Publix for 8 years, and they just have a very community-driven style. And so I feel like we all relate very well and go well together.
You know, Publix, how can you go wrong with it?
I know. Pubs up. Need them.
Yep, you got to. Well, and someone asked me, it's like, where do you go grocery shopping? I go to the place where everybody knows who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a manager at my local Publix that as soon as I walk in the door, always saying hello, they know me. I know you're looking for this. It just came in. And it's like, how can you not love your local Publix? And we have there are some other folks that are pretty good too. Our Publix are like our neighbors and friends, and they are very much involved here in Panama City Beach and throughout Florida and really throughout the country as they continue to grow. There's so much good that's happening here.
Yeah.
And you can't have it without Southern Living, Publix, and a lot of the local businesses that pitch in to do a lot of fun stuff. Let me ask you this one thing about Unwind before we move on to our next area. With Unwind, what's probably your favorite part of it?
I would say I really enjoy the food just because it is so different. And I think everyone will see with Ivy's menu that she's crafted. Like, I had never seen these things kind of paired together, but I also was like, that sounds good. Like, I can't wait to try that. And I know that a lot of local restaurants that are have vendor booths are probably doing similar things. I just can't wait to try all the food. It's going to be so good.
We're talking with Sydney Clifton, Visit Panama City Beach, and we're getting hungry talking about all this good stuff for Unwind coming up, the Gulf Coast Air Show in May, all the other great stuff that happens during the year. But being a local, what is one of your favorite things about being here and living here?
I truly do love the beach, but also I enjoy going with my family a lot. My mom is here. My dad is here. A lot of my siblings are here. And just getting to have that kind of time together, but also we all grew up here. We all went to the beach every weekend. So it's kind of like a familiar place every time we get to go together, even though we're all adults now.
Of course, being a local too, I also... I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. What's your favorite restaurant to go to?
I really like Christo's on Thomas Drive. Mm-hmm. That is one of my favorite places. I mean, it's got the great, like, sports bar food, but it's also, like, just a little bit different. Like, they have, I think it's fried asparagus, and I love it so much. And I think they have fried goat cheese as well. But lots of fried food, but it's different, so.
Yeah, not the typical bar food.
It's not anything the typical like bar food, but it's delicious.
We love to talk about local business and local things that happen here. That way you can learn a little bit more, too, while we're at, especially if you're going to visit here, learn to what's going on, live here. And if you're like me, you move here and you never want to leave. I don't think anybody really wants to leave.
All sorts of great things happening here in Panama City Beach and throughout the Florida Panhandle. Just keep it right here. We got more coming up in future episodes. If you'd like to be a part of it or want to talk about your local business, contact me at sweethomepcb@kw.com. I'm Henry Brickman. You're listening to Sweet Home PCB.